local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into a Wednesday, Juneteenth edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in. Perhaps you had the day off. No such luck here for myself and Austin here, as we're with you for the full 3 hours today. Austin, good to see you.
Right back at you.
We do have the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. June 19th is when that took place. Thankfully, really the only local impacts are double red flags, some rough surf, but we'll let eastern Texas deal with the torrential downpours for this one. A lot to get to here on a Wednesday. We will start with today's top three stories, as we always do, with the very latest on Tropical Storm Alberto. Here's Rory O'Neill with the latest.
Alberto is huge, with tropical storm force winds extending more than 400 miles north of the center of circulation, making the storm system a threat to Mexico and Texas. The National Hurricane Center predicts Alberto will weaken quickly after making landfall Thursday. Inches of rain in Texas, up to 20 inches in higher terrain in Mexico, and that threatens landslides. Alberto is the first storm in what is expected to be an active year in the tropics. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Also, the U.S. Supreme Court will issue opinions tomorrow and Friday, as it still has some major decisions to hand down before they're expected to recess at the end of the month. Among them is a ruling on former President Trump's claim that he's immune from prosecution for alleged crimes committed while in office. Other looming decisions include cases on the obstruction charges against the January 6th Capitol rioters and abortion access in medical emergencies. Also, the U.S. military expects to reopen a pier anchored to Gaza soon to deliver humanitarian aid to the region. Defense Department officials say they're aiming to get the pier up and running sometime this week after it was damaged by rough weather. 4:15, we've got traffic and weather before today's history of the Blue Angels.
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not a ton going on here early. Do have some backups on 9 Mile Road. This is if you're traveling westbound towards Jernigan Road. No confirmation of an accident in that area, though the congestion does look rather severe. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, just a little bit in that area, nothing too crazy. Same can be said for Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and maybe a little bit on Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, we still got that surf advisory from now until Thursday evening. It's a high of 90 today, 85 degrees in Pensacola at this moment. And we've got a 30% chance of showers going into tonight that could bleed into some slight chances of thunderstorms as well, with a low of 75. And that's your traffic and weather together. Here is today's History of the Blues.
Some published accounts, including a few from the Navy itself, as to how the Blue Angels got their name are inaccurate. One story says the name was coined at the Cleveland Air Races in 1946 when a reporter, after witnessing the performance, exclaimed, "Those boys are out of this world." The angel word was a natural offshoot of such a phrase, and the name stuck. Another version claims that a man in the grandstands yelled, "God, if they don't look like Blue Angels." Well, those might be interesting side tales, but they're not true. Here's how the Blue Angels really got their name. The press had been referring to them by their official name, the Navy Flight Exhibition Team, or as simply, that Navy Flying Outfit. Thinking a more exciting name would bring added recognition to NAS Jacksonville and the team itself, the base newspaper, the Jacks Air News, conducted a contest with a $10 cash prize to whoever submitted the best name. They were looking for a name with zip and color. Among the names submitted and considered were Sky Dancers, the Flying Buccaneers, the Sea Eagles, Top Notchers, the Skyscrapers, Navy Cats, the Blue Bachelors, the Sky Rocketeers, the Cloudbusters, Stratocats, and Aerocats. But the winning name was Blue Lancers. That's right, the Blue Lancers. The young boy who submitted the winning name got his $10, and the Navy Flight Exhibition Team got a name. So why don't we call them the Blue Lancers anymore? As it turns out, the men of the Blue Lancers didn't much care for the name. Soon, the Blue Lancers were scheduled to perform in New York. In preparation for their trip, they were looking through the New Yorker magazine when they came across an ad for a local nightclub called the Blue Angel. The consensus among the team was immediate. They loved the name. Commander Voris announced the new name to reporters during the pre-show briefing at the World's Fair of Aviation in Omaha, Nebraska on July 26, 1946. Henceforth, they would be known the world over as the Blue Angels. I'll be back with more after this.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like the real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, the farm fresh dairy in their fresh frozen custard, made fresh daily at each restaurant, or try their lemon ice, back for the summer with your favorite fruit added in. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery now available through DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
The Blue Angels get a new plane and lose a pilot in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, 422 here at News Radio Pensacola. Happy Wednesday. Happy Juneteenth. Mostly cloudy skies right now. Weather coming up here in just a couple of minutes. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, Alberto, is heading towards the coast of Mexico. The Outer Bands dumping a lot of rain on eastern Texas right now. Taking a look here at some local headlines today. 32-year-old Pensacola man is charged for a shooting in Escambia County early Monday. That's Roderick Rivers, who was arrested yesterday afternoon, charged with attempted homicide and vehicle theft. Deputies say they made contact with the victim early Monday at a local hospital. The victim says the shooting took place at North Green and West Jackson Streets. Escambia County's Tourism Development Committee is scrambling a bit to use a loophole to get around a state statute of how funds are spent by certain organizations. During this week's TDC meeting, Assistant County Attorney Kristen Huell said that four organizations, ACE, Pensacola Sports, Pensacola Mardi Gras, and African American Heritage, use TDC dollars for administrative costs while not acting as DMOs.
They have not been designated as a destination marketing organization or tourism bureau. Those would be unauthorized expenditures under the statute. And because they do a lot of tourism marketing, mostly sports tourism, that's what they do, the county could designate them as a sports tourism marketing organization and continue the program as it has been.
That was the suggestion from committee chair David Baer. The board unanimously agreed to pass the issue on to the commissioners for a resolution. Commissioner Jeff Bragosch, who serves on the committee, seemed to suggest that even if the board were to take that action, Clerk of Court Pam Childers could still withhold the checks to those organizations, bringing up, of course, the recent legal feud over the retirement payments that she withheld and was sued over by the county. So that will continue on here as the weeks and months go on here to see what happens there. Also here in our local headlines, an arrest made for a sexual assault that happened back in 2021 in Santa Rosa County. 35-year-old George Griffin is now in the jail with no bond. According to the arrest report, the victim said she'd agreed to meet with Griffin for a kiss behind a cottage after roll call when he allegedly pulled her pants down and sexually assaulted her. The victim provided text messages between her and Griffin from the days following the incident showing the act was not consensual. Griffin was just arrested last week in Escambia County after a warrant was issued back in 2021. 425 now at News Radio Pensacola. Austin, what's the latest on the road, sir?
Well, for starters, we do have a sponsor here. This traffic and weather updates brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, you can call the best of the bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking here on the roads, Joe, there doesn't appear to be too much going on, luckily. 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Jernigan Road. We do have some backups lingering around there still, but they do appear to be dying down. And then, out of nowhere, if you are traveling northbound on the bridge coming from Navarre Beach, trying to get onto Navarre Parkway, we've got very, very, very heavy backups there. No confirmation of an accident, though. Outside of those couple of spots, there doesn't appear to be too much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, and a look at our forecast.
Breezy weather at times will continue right on into Thursday. And along the coastal areas, we've got high seas and dangerous rip currents. Double red flags are flying, meaning that the Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I expect that'll continue right on into Thursday as well. As for the weather, about the same over the next several days. Warm and humid, highs in the upper 80s to low 90s, each day with about a 30% chance for a shower or storm. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. 426 now, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida. Big story, if you have Citizens Insurance, the insurer of last resort, as it's so known as, is one step closer to raising its rates.
We say for primary, it doesn't matter what the actual indication is. Everybody in that territory is getting 14%, period.
Their Board of Governors met today and approved the overall rate increase of 14%. It does still have to be approved by the Florida Office of Insurance Regulation, which if they do, the new rates would be effective in January.
And an investigation is underway after some South Florida synagogues received bomb threats. Synagogues in Coral Gables and Hollywood and about 50 others across the state received threats yesterday. The synagogues were evacuated and searched, but luckily nothing was found. A 26-year-old man was arrested in Palm Beach County. Boca Raton's Paul Morris is accused of writing threats of mass shootings or terrorism.
Some Good Samaritans credited with making a big find in the Keys. Monroe County Sheriff says the boaters found a package containing nearly two dozen individually wrapped kilos of cocaine about 7 miles off of Isla Morada on Saturday. Border Patrol agents took control of the package, found it contained 65 pounds of cocaine with an estimated street value of over $1 million.
And Florida's making what the governor calls substantial investments in pediatric and cancer care. Governor DeSantis signed 3 bills yesterday that he says further healthcare innovation, research, and patient care, one of which creates a grant program aimed at advancing research and cures for rare pediatric diseases. Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo says that these investments will help ensure Floridians continue having as many opportunities as possible to achieve their health goals.
Some Pinellas County homeowners are dealing with a bit of sticker shock. Residents at the Villas of Carlin in Feather Sound, sounds very ritzy.
Yes.
Recently got bills for their HOA special assessment. They're being asked to pay $60,000 by October. The HOA says it needs to fully fund its reserves, and it's at a critical point with respect to capital improvement projects. Residents are being given 4 payment options. It's very nice of the HOA. A meeting is set for tomorrow. To be a fly on the wall at that. One homeowner says a lot of people will probably lose their home if they can't make the payments and can't find a buyer. That's a great selling point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, buy my home, by the way.
$60,000, do what?
Due in October.
October, yes, 4 months.
So sign me up for that.
Oh, my goodness, how terrible.
Now, I know, like, there's different HOAs, right? I mean, some where you just pay, you know, a couple $100 and, it goes to like a street light or something like this. But then also there's a lot of restrictive HOAs and just all that. And I'm going to look up in the commercial break this particular neighborhood and find out what the homes are going for. Because, you know, look, $60,000 to me is obviously like, okay, there's no way.
That's huge,
but
yeah.
I have a feeling that this particular area, $60,000 may be a bit more manageable for a lot of people that are living in this area. But of course, I mean, $60,000 is $60,000.
Yeah, it sounds ridiculous regardless of where you're from.
Absolutely. By October, sure. I mean,
yeah, that's
three and a half months away. All right, 4:30 on the nose here, recapping our top stories of the day. The Supreme Court expected to issue some big opinions by the end of the week. Among them, a ruling on former President Trump's claim that he's immune from prosecution for alleged crimes committed while in office. The first named storm, a tropical storm Alberto, forming today, and the military expects to reopen the pier anchored to Gaza for humanitarian aid by the end of the week.
I'm Tom Graham. Two fast-moving wildfires raging in southern New Mexico, ripping through more than 20,000 acres. Fox's Kristen Goodwin.
Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham declaring a state of emergency for Lincoln County and neighboring tribal lands.
From my front porch, it's a pretty scary vantage point.
Seth Smith, who lives in the evacuated village of Ruidoso, speaking with Fox West Texas. Crews also fighting over 10 blazes in California, including the Post Fire north of Los Angeles.
That California blaze scorching 16,000 acres, nearly 40% contained. Louisiana becoming the first state in the union to require the Ten Commandments be posted in every public school classroom.
Governor Jeff Landry signed the bill this morning, saying if you want to respect the rule of law, you have to respect the original lawgiver, Moses. Court challenges are expected.
Fox's Jack Callahan there. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. It's wedding season, and yes, those celebrations are back in full force, but costs are up. Wedding planning site Zola says the average cost of a wedding nationally is $33,000, up $4,000 from last year due to inflation and demand exceeding supply of wedding-related goods and services. Surprisingly, the most expensive state in which to get married is Rhode Island, a whopping $49,000 on average. The cheapest, Alaska, just $14,400 or so typically. Hey, who wants a donut deal? Krispy Kreme today and tomorrow is offering customers a sweet discount on its classic glazed treat. The chain is offering half off a dozen glazed donuts from 5 to 7 p.m. today. On Thursday, then, you can get a dozen original glazed donuts for $1 with the purchase of any dozen to celebrate the official start of summer. Randomly selected customers will also get additional freebies. The markets are closed for the holiday today. They'll reopen tomorrow. That's your money now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Once the Florida Panthers took a 3-0 series lead, it felt like the Stanley Cup Final was over. Since then, Connor McDavid set the record for the most points in a two-game span of the Cup Final with 8 and secured 2 victories for the Edmonton Oilers. Game 6 shifts back to Edmonton on Friday, and now it feels like this series is going 7, and no one could have possibly thought that late last week. I'm Zach Gelb.
Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Available only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey team that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickorhamic Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickorhamic Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Just been a few spots of note so far this afternoon. We do have an accident report on Pensacola Boulevard. This is if you're traveling southbound towards Broad Street. That's if you're coming from West Detroit Boulevard. Not a lot of congestion in that area, but just a little bit to keep an eye on. Then it's going to be the bridge coming from Navarre Beach. If you are approaching Navarre Parkway, you're going to be backed up all the way back to the beach. No confirmation of an accident or anything like that, but traffic is still heavily backed up nonetheless. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Breezy weather at times will continue right on into Thursday. And along the coastal areas, we've got high seas and dangerous rip currents. Double red flags are flying, meaning that the Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I expect that'll continue right on into Thursday as well. As for the weather, about the same over the next several days. Warm and humid, highs in the upper 80s to low 90s, each day with about a 30% chance for a shower or storm. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 4:38 now at News Radio Pensacola. Let's see. Taking a look at our national news now. Crews making progress in the battle against the largest wildfire burning in California. Containment of the nearly 16,000-acre post fire in northern L.A. County and part of Ventura County has increased 8% to around 39% containment. One commercial structure destroyed, and there has been one injury.
And a growing number of Democrats plan to skip Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress. Progressive Senator Elizabeth Warren said this week she plans to boycott the address next month in protest of Netanyahu's handling of the war in Gaza. Senator Bernie Sanders, Representatives Ro Khanna, Jim Clyburn, and dozens of other progressive lawmakers have also announced that they will not attend.
In a similar vein, Congress moving forward on another sale of weapons to Israel. Two top Democrats had been holding up the sale due to concerns over how Israel was using the weapons, citing indiscriminate bombing and the 37,000 deaths in Palestine. On Tuesday, both Democrats approved the $18 billion package, which includes 50 F-1 fighter jets and air-to-air missiles. Netanyahu has criticized the U.S. for the holdup, saying, quote, give us the tools and we'll finish the job a lot faster.
Oh, that's kind. The shooter who killed five people and injured 19 more in a 2022 shooting at an LGBTQ club in Colorado Springs is receiving life without parole. Anderson Lee Aldrich pled guilty to 74 federal hate crimes and gun charges in connection with the shooting at Club Q, receiving a sentence of life without parole plus 190 years on Tuesday. The U.S. Department of Justice announced in January that it had reached a plea agreement with Aldrich, with prosecutors declining to seek the death penalty.
Republicans are blocking a Senate bill banning bump stocks.
The practical matter here is that a bump stock turns a rifle into the equivalent of a machine gun. For technical reasons, the Supreme Court said it doesn't meet the 1936 statute of bump stock.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer did not say whether he would next bring the bill up for a full vote on the Senate floor. While the bill could find some Republican support, it is unlikely to get the 60 votes necessary to pass the divided chamber. The Supreme Court ruled last week that a federal ban on bump stocks is unlawful.
And Louisiana, now the first state to officially require the Ten Commandments be displayed in all public classrooms. The new law calls for a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments to be put up in all classrooms from kindergarten through public universities by the beginning of next year. Critics have questioned whether or not the law is constitutional, with some saying lawsuits are likely. Yeah, I would say lawsuits are inevitable when it comes to
absolutely,
like
yes.
Alrighty, moving on to sports headlines here. There's a lot going on. So we'll start with the games going on tonight, and actually one going on right now. Tennessee and Florida State in the College World Series. Yeah. Florida State has to beat Tennessee twice. All Tennessee has to do is beat them once to eliminate the Noles. Tennessee is currently up 5-0 in the bottom of the sixth. So not looking good for the Seminoles there.
Not great.
Yeah. And then Florida Gators, they played their first game today. They beat Kentucky 15-4. They now play A&M starting at 6 o'clock on ESPN tonight. So we'll give score updates on that, I'm sure.
Do both teams have – well, I know Florida does. Does Texas A&M have a loss, or would they have to beat them twice? Do we know?
I think if they, since they beat Kentucky, they have to beat A&M twice, because A&M beat them like 3-2, something like that. It was a close game, but A&M beat them like on Saturday to be in their current position, and then they beat Kentucky. Okay. So yes, Kentucky is now out, and Florida's got to beat A&M twice, I believe.
All right.
In the NFL, Kansas making a serious run at becoming the new home for the Chiefs and Royals. The state legislature approved a bill that would authorize state bonds to help finance new stadiums and practice facilities for both teams on the Kansas side of the KC metro area. This comes after Missouri residents voted against continuing to use a local sales tax to pay for stadium renovations. No surprise there. And then we touched on this yesterday. The Negro League tribute game for with the MLB is tomorrow, but it's going to have much more meaning following the death of baseball legend Willie Mays. Before starring in the major leagues, the Say Hey Kid spent the first 2 years of his career playing for the Birmingham Black Barons. The team that he spent his career with, the Giants, are taking on the Cardinals at legendary Rick Wood Field tomorrow night, and Mays died at the age of 93. Yeah. This kind of reminds me of, like, Franco Harris. He passed away, like, right as...
It was, it was like a day or two before the Immaculate Reception
the 50-year
tribute
anniversary.
Game.
Yeah, I know. Like, what are the odds of that?
Yeah. Well, you know, it was interesting because there was a story yesterday. So as we were building our scripts yesterday, I came across... a story in our wire service where Willie Mays sent out a statement saying that he would not be able to be at the game. I thought it was peculiar, but to me, I was like, okay, well, yeah, it sucks he's not going to be able to be there because, of course, he played for the team. Because, you know, I'll watch it, I'll follow it in San Francisco. Then hours later, the news breaks that he dies. So,
He must have been dealing with like an illness or something.
Yeah, and of course the tributes. Not quite old enough to have seen Willie Mays play. I've seen different documentaries, and of course he's notably famous for perhaps the most famous catch in Major League Baseball history in the 1954, I believe, World Series, where they're playing at the old Polo Grounds. Which, if you're not familiar with the Polo Grounds, it's remarkable that was used as a baseball stadium because it was, a polo ground, so obviously an elongated oval football. That's where the New York football Giants used to play. And it was a baseball stadium, and the dimensions were freaking ridiculous. It was like 200 feet to the corner outfields, and then center field was like 500 feet. It was ridiculous. And Willie Mays gets on his horse, goes back, and makes the over-the-shoulder catch there, and quickly turns around and throws it back in to hold a lead there in the game. He had 660 home runs, career batting average of .301, and a lot of people who saw him at the time say he's the greatest player, either whoever lived, or B, the greatest player that they had ever seen. And when you factor in that he had 660 home runs and he missed all of one season and the vast majority of another because he was drafted into the Army in the early 50s and in his
valid
early 20s, and he's of course not the only player that missed time in the big leagues because of military service, but you'd think that his counting stats, had he not, would have been close to, if not breaking, Babe Ruth's home run record before Hank Aaron did.
Quite a legacy for sure.
Absolutely.
And lastly here, just very quick before traffic and weather, Pistons have fired head coach Monty Williams just a year after giving him the richest coaching contract in league history. They now owe him $65 million. The LA Sparks announced that rookie Cameron Brink tore her ACL after landing awkwardly in a game against the Connecticut Sun yesterday. And then we had last night in the Stanley Cup Finals, Edmonton won Game 5, 5-3. So it's now a 3-2 series, and they're going back to Edmonton.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see if they can do what Dallas couldn't.
Yeah, if you're not, like interested in hockey, or if you're wondering, hey, I may be interested in hockey and waiting for a good time to jump in and see what all the fuss is about, I would recommend Game 6 as being a good starting point, because
now is
Edmonton
the time,
is going to be absolutely bananas. And Connor McDavid, the star for the Oilers there, he is the probably most exciting player in hockey, just super fast, and he had one of the great plays of the of the playoffs last night to keep the Oilers around. So
for sure. Just past 4:45 here, another quick check of the roads and weather. I'll keep it brief. If you're coming over the bridge to get off of Navarre Beach and get onto Navarre Parkway, you're going to be heavily backed up. But outside of that, there's not much going on.
Breezy weather at times will continue right on into Thursday. And along the coastal areas, we've got high seas and dangerous rip currents. Double red flags are flying, meaning that the Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I expect that'll continue right on into Thursday as well. As for the weather, about the same over the next several days. Warm and humid, highs in the upper 80s to low 90s, each day with about a 30% chance for a shower or storm. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Looking here at some health, business, and science notes today. A federal task force is recommending intensive counseling for children struggling with obesity. The Preventative Services Task Force published its recommendations and is calling for behavioral interventions for kids age 6 and older with a high body mass index. The new guidelines replace their guidance from 2017 that only recommended that children be screened for obesity. The new report claims that nearly 1 in 5 U.S. kids has obesity and that the rate is higher among Latino, Black, and Native American children, as well as children from lower-income families.
And NVIDIA, now the most valuable public company in the world after its share price rose Tuesday, pushing the chip maker past Microsoft. The company's market cap hit $3.3 trillion. Shares have gone up more than ninefold since the end of 2022 as the company's chips are in demand for use in artificial intelligence.
And the second largest school district in the nation is now a step closer to banning cell phones and social media during school day. As the LA Unified School District Board proposal is intended to help kids from being distracted by social media, improve learning, lessen anxiety, et cetera, et cetera. The board members voted 5-2 in favor of a resolution to take 120 days to develop new policies, debate them, and pass a final resolution to implement them by next year. Yes or no, Austin, not looking for anything terribly scientific or reasoned out, but yes or no, within 5 years, okay, do you think that it'll be a nationwide thing where cell phones are banned in K through 12?
I don't think it'll be nationwide. I'm sure it'll increase in popularity. I hope it doesn't get far, though. I think we all just kind of need to admit that we're getting with the times of technological advancement here.
All right.
But I understand, you know, learning and all that. Pop culture notes here. It's been about 37 years since the Mel Brooks classic Spaceballs hit theaters, so it's about time to introduce the Star Wars parody to a new generation with a sequel. Yep, nothing is left untouched anymore. Not much is known about it, though, except it will be produced by Brooks for Amazon, and it'll star Josh Gad.
Yeah, okay, who's he the voice of in, what's that movie? Frozen. He's Olaf, isn't he?
He may be. I know he was in that movie Pixels with like Adam Sandler or something.
Okay. Yeah, he was who was a Gaston sidekick in Beauty and the Beast?
I am not sure.
LaFoe, I think. Mm. Yeah, he was in the live action one too. Okay. All right, 4:50, we'll take a break there. You're going to have to take my word for it because you didn't see it.
Not the one with Josh Gad, I did not.
Yeah. Know. Top 3 stories, wacky stories, good news coming up next.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest finale cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We had four scenes from Days of Our Milton, Milton City Council Melodrama Theater, including, and I kid you not, a turf war between two different rival factions of butterfly advocates. Literally, the Great Butterfly Gang War of 2024. It's the most Milton thing you've ever heard of. Also talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves and went through the Shoothouse experience I had and the debrief from that. You can watch the video on our Facebook page and check out the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.453 here at News Radio Pensacola. Hour number one almost in the books. Channel 3 News at 5. Coming up, happy Juneteenth. Perhaps you had the day off. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon and evening. Recapping our top three stories today, the first named storm is here. It is Alberto. It is in the southwestern Gulf, still churning its way towards the Mexican coast. However, the outer bands are dumping a lot of rain in East Texas today. The Supreme Court expected to issue opinions tomorrow and Friday, with some major decisions looming. Among them, a ruling on whether former President Trump is immune from prosecution for alleged crimes committed while in office. Others include the obstruction charges against the January 6th Capitol rioters, also abortion access in medical emergencies. And the U.S. military says they expect to reopen the pier in Gaza to deliver humanitarian aid by the end of the week. It was damaged by rough weather, so they hope to have that resolved soon. Final check of our roads and weather this hour. Austin, what are you seeing out there?
Well, there's only been one spot giving us trouble in our past few updates, and that's been Navarre, the Navarre Beach Bridge. If you are coming off the beach and approaching Navarre Parkway, we have got heavy congestion going all the way down the bridge there. But outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much that's going to hold you up.
Similar weather is expected for the next several days, with about a 30% chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Sun and clouds in the skies with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Again on Thursday, a little breezy at times, and this breezy weather is causing high seas and deadly rip currents across northern Gulf Coast beaches. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, and for you FSU fans, Tennessee now up 6-0 in the seventh inning. So barring a miraculous comeback, looks like Florida State's College World Series is going to be over here very soon.
That is such a bummer.
Yeah. Looking at some wacky stories here today, cops in Lakeland got a call about a disturbance over the weekend. The suspect was gone by the time they got there, but they ID'd him as 38-year-old Joshua Garrett. And it turned out that Josh was already wanted for violating probation in connection to a burglary, so they decided to track him down at his workplace nearby. They confirmed that he had walked inside, but nobody saw him leave. So they started searching the building and eventually found him hiding in the ceiling. Say, how in the world did they find him hiding in the ceiling? Because his cell phone started ringing. They looked up, saw a few ceiling tiles displaced, and his hand was sticking out through some insulation as well. So
really, but it took the phone ringing to notice.
Yeah.
All
well, I, you know, I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you can't
how
find
high
him
are the ceilings?
Else, yeah. I don't know. If you can't find him anywhere else, though, and it's standard height ceiling, well, maybe you should have looked sooner. Every parent makes mistakes, but this is kind of a big one. Someone in Iowa City, Iowa was driving through town at 7:45 p.m. on Friday when they spotted a 3-year-old boy walking down the street with a loaded handgun. Of course, they pulled over and took the gun away. Then his mom, 31-year-old Samantha Hall, showed up and took him home. She told police that she was cleaning and didn't realize he walked off. And she'd left the gun on a nightstand where he was able to reach it. Thankfully, no one was hurt, but now she's facing charges for child endangerment and making firearms available to a minor.
Yeah, it's terrible there. Yeah. A New Mexico man allegedly torched his ex-girlfriend's house, but was literally tripped up by his own mistakes. Cops say 46-year-old Artemio Sanchez Ortega was caught on a neighbor's security camera. He was easily identifiable, not only because his truck was caught on the surveillance video, but also because while he was trying to escape, he caught himself on fire. Interestingly enough, though, cops haven't arrested him yet. He's still on the lam. So
really,
but yeah, probably some distinguishing burns on
his body. Grill marks on the thigh or something. Yeah, just look for those distinguishing features there. Let's see. Some good news here. It is a special day for 26 black veterans from Atlanta, Georgia. The military heroes are members of the first ever Juneteenth honor flight to Washington, D.C. The veterans will visit the memorials built in their honor and for those who sacrificed their lives in war. Today's honor flight includes a 101-year-old vet, 4 women, and 3 Purple Heart recipients.
You know, I had the honor when I lived and worked back in Iowa. I had the honor of going on an honor flight with a group of veterans to D.C. It is a marathon. It is a whirlwind. You know, you get to the airport at about 5:30. Your flight lands a couple hours later, and then for the next 12, 13, however many hours it is, they get a hero's welcome in the airport. They go around a bus tour, meals provided, everything, and it's just nonstop. And that was very, very cool, but somehow, on the flight back, I was the one that fell asleep. None of the veterans did. They were all
talking. Hey, that's nothing
talking
to them, man.
Exactly. But I was, you know, prime 23, 24-year-old reporter, and I was the one that was tired out, man.
Ugh, jeez.
But yeah, great. It's a great thing, man. If you ever get a chance to accompany or just see or recognize honor flights in D.C., they are quite special. Let's see, a good one here locally. An Orange Beach doctor credited for saving a teen girl's life after the shark attack in Walton County a few weeks ago. He was recognized by the Orange Beach City Council this week.
You know, she, you know, is really heartwarming. She kind of gave me a hug and told her, you'll tear out. Said, thanks for saving my life. And so you don't get that every day.
That was Dr. Ryan Forbes, who was on vacation on Rosemary Beach when the two teen girls were attacked. Lulu Gribben lost her hand and part of her leg, but is doing much better and transferred to another facility for continued care. But good on Orange Beach for doing that.
For sure. And students at Tennessee Tech helped out a 12-year-old girl who loves music and wanted to play drums. She was born without hands, so they had to come up with custom prosthetics to make it happen. They spent a whole semester designing them and made them with a 3D printer. She says they work great, and they're helping her prove that she can do anything she wants to in life. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Channel 3 News at 5 on the way now on Pensacola right now.